This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bassal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. Moscow hopes the move will increase security where Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. The Russian Defense Ministry says fighting continues and that the army has conducted strikes against Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for São Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Sierra Leonean military court has convicted 24 soldiers of their roles in last year's attempted coup. The soldiers were sentenced to lengthy prison terms, some for up to 120 years. They faced up to 88 counts on charges of murder, mutiny, communicating with the enemy, and willful damage to public and service property, among others. Dozens of gunmen at the time broke into the country's armory in the capital city and into a prison where the majority of the more than 2,000 inmates were freed. Friday's verdict comes 2 weeks after a local court sentenced 11 civilians for their role in the attempted coup. Algerian boxer Imane Khalif won a gold medal at the Paris Olympics after facing scrutiny over misconceptions about her sex. Khalif beat Yang Liu of China in a unanimous decision from all five judges. Ahead of the face-off, IOC President Thomas Bach again defended Khalif and Li Yuting. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
There's been a global furor about their sex.
The system is working, and therefore our decision is very clear. Women must be allowed to take part in women's competitions.
Bach was asked if the Olympics sacrifice safety to be inclusive.
This is not a question of inclusion. This has never played a role in all this. This is a question of justice. Women have the right to participate in women's participation.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's newly elected president has reappointed a U.S.-educated official as director of the country's nuclear department. Iranian state TV reported Saturday that 67-year-old civil engineer Mohammad Islami will continue his work as head of the country's civilian nuclear program and serve as one of the country's several vice presidents. The reappointment of Islami, who was sanctioned by the U.N. in 2008 for his involvement in Iran's nuclear program, comes as the country remains under heavy sanctions by the West. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.